Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Joined on the KRLD Newsline by Cassie Happy from Wallet Hub Now. Thanks so much for the time, Cassie.
It's my pleasure.
Absolutely. You guys looked at 2024's best and worst airlines. I'm sure a lot of people have opinions on this, but what were the types of metrics and ways that you guys tried to look at it from an unbiased point of view here?
So for this particular study, we compared the major U.S. airlines using 13 different metrics, which can really be grouped into three key categories, which are baggage and departures, in-flight comfort and cost, and safety. So we tried to look at multiple dimensions to really get a comprehensive picture of what these airlines do really well and maybe where there's room for improvement. Just for example, some of the metrics we looked at included cancellation rates, baggage mishaps, and just in-flight comfort like free Wi-Fi and snacks and things like that.
Who was best overall this year and why?
So this year, Alaska Airlines emerged as the best overall airline due to its strong performance across many of our metrics, but specifically when it came to reliability, affordability, comfort, and safety. Alaska Airlines did really well, and they've had consistently high scores when it came to the cancellation rate, baggage handling, and in-flight comfort. And they also have some competitive pricing, which really helps to make it a well-rounded airline for a great experience for travelers.
Now, Cassie, I found it very interesting, and I know our listeners will as well, that Southwest Airlines and American, two airlines that are based here in North Texas, did not do very well on your list. What were some of the reasons for that?
So with those particular airlines, they didn't do very well when it came to the delays, as well as the mishandled baggage reports. So that seems to be where Southwest could really stand to improve. I think it's just important to note that, you know, we looked at all the major airlines, and with rank ordering, there's always bound to be someone who doesn't make it in the top. And that's not necessarily saying that it's not a great airline, especially considering how big those two airlines are. It just means that maybe if you're more concerned about comfort or something else in particular, there might be a different airline that could be a better fit.
We also look at safety, of course. It's extremely important. A lot of people concerned about safety when it comes to airlines. Tell us how the safety rankings came out this time around.
So this year, Spirit Airlines topped the list as far as the safest airline. It was followed very closely by Alaska Airlines, but they came out just a little ahead. This ranking was determined based off of metrics such as the number of fatal injuries in aviation accidents and non-fatal injuries in aviation accidents, as well as accidents per total flight operation, among some other safety metrics we looked at. So both Spirit and Alaska Airlines had strong safety performances, earning them the highest scores in that particular category.
Delta was tops in reliability this time around. Why was that?
So Delta Airlines earned the top spot in reliability due to its consistent performance across several key metrics. Over the years, Delta has maintained low rates of cancellations and delays, as well as low rates of mishandled luggage and denied boardings, which really reflects its commitment to just being operationally efficient and making sure that their customers are satisfied.
I'm all about comfort when I'm in an airplane. So when it comes to most comfortable, who came out on top there?
So there were two airlines that really stood out when it came to comfort, and that would be Delta Airlines as well as JetBlue Airways. Both airlines offer a superior in-flight experience with amenities such as free Wi-Fi, extra legroom, and complimentary snacks and beverages. Consistently high comfort scores across various years indicate that Delta and JetBlue prioritize passenger comfort, making them the preferred choice for travelers seeking a pleasant and enjoyable journey.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.